Following the demise of President Mills, the international media have not been left out in disseminating the sad news which took Ghanaians by surprise.
The United Kingdom-based Guardian newspaper reported that President Mills' death left the nation in shock. Mills, 68, was months away from completing his first term in office when he was taken ill on Tuesday, suffering from an unspecified illness. Crowds gathered around the 37 military hospital in the capital, Accra, in a mass outpouring of grief in the West African nation. The news follows weeks of speculation about his health after decline in public appearances and a trip to the U.S. for medical reasons, which the president insisted was for a routine checkup. The BBC reported that President Mills was suffering from throat cancer and died a few hours after being taken ill yesterday. This is the first time that a president has died while in office in Ghana. In its report, Reuters reported how President Mills won international praise as leader of a stable model democracy in Africa. Mills had returned from medical checks in the United States a few weeks ago. Ghana's Election Commission said December's presidential and parliamentary elections would go ahead as planned. Mills' 2008 victory was his third attempt at the presidency. He had lost twice to John Kufuor in election in 2000 and 2004. AFP reports also said that the late president had recently traveled to the United States for what had been described as routine medical checkup. Mills took over as Ghana's president in January 2009. He narrowly won the vote in 2008 with a less than 1% margin.
It was international reportage on the death of President Mills.